Here is Tate with it. He'll find Podwoski in the lane for the layup. Good.
Nice pass right there.
Nice pass by Blaine. Steal.
Tyler Podwoski, and he's going to steal. He's going back the other way for the layup. He's going to get back-to-back layups, and it's already a two-possession lead for Mountain Home. Yep. Good
first,
start.
First 2 minutes here this third quarter. Mountain Home coming out quick. Like to see it.
Back comes Phillips with it for Paragold. He's going to throw it over to Hodges on the right side. Now he will give it up over to Foster. Ball goes on the left side to Phillips. Up top to Foster. Down to Echols on the low block. He's going to put up the turnaround hook shot. No good. But the rebound is going to be chased down by Foster, but he's going to save it in right to the hands of Podwoski. Here is McLean with it. Gives it to Gilbert. Over to Podwoski on the left side. There to Tate. To Podwoski near the corner. Tried to throw a cross-court pass. Gilbert, ball's knocked away and stolen by Foster. He finds Echols back the other way, going in for the layup, and he's going to be drawing some contact before the shot attempt.
Yep. Blaine Tate.
That is Tate's second personal foul. First team foul here in the third quarter against the Bombers.
Yeah, it's not smart. Not a smart pass by Podwoski today. He tried to make the home run play. He reared that ball back on the offensive side and baseball passed it across there. I think me and you could have got from our position down there and got that pass knowing it was coming. But way to hustle back. Let's see if we can get a good set defense and get the ball back here for the Bombers.
Galen Craig checks in for Delonte Batiste for Paragould. Here is Phillips with it. Throws it to Foster on the left side. His pass knocked away by Podwoski. That's a good bounce back play there. But yeah. The ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, they're trying to get the ball down to Echols. That's what they're trying to do. They know they've got a size advantage down low. Everything that Paragould's doing is trying to get the ball into the paint.
Yep. And Podwoski was ready for that.
Yep. Just
ran out of real estate there. Here is Craig with the inbound pass to Echols, now to Foster. Now Hodges has it, and he loses the handle of the ball, but Echols there to pick it up. Gives it to Craig, over to Foster. Foster's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. It rolls around, won't go, and the rebound's controlled by McLean. Back comes Mountain Home, leading 31-27. Paragould still looking for their first score of the half. Here is Tate with it, gives it to Podwoski on the right side. Podwoski loses the handle of the ball at the elbow. Ball's knocked around, and looks like Foster is going to get the steal, and Paragould's quickly going to call timeout to avoid a turnover. So we'll break with 6:03 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 31-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Well, Paragould taking the timeout there after Foster got down on the floor to get the steal and to avoid a turnover. They've only got two timeouts left. Mountain Home with all five of theirs. Here is Phillips throwing it out to Hodges. Over to Foster on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Gilbert. He's quickly back the other way, going to coast for the scoop layup. No good. And the rebound, the tip in by Tate wouldn't go. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. There's going to be last touch by Craig. And so Mountain Home will keep possession over on the far sideline with 5:36 left to play in the third.
Yeah, ball got tipped around. Craig came around with it, tried to dribbled it right off his foot out of bounds.
Here is Tate throwing it to Gilbert on the left side. Back to Tate. Over to Podwoski up top. Over to McLean on the right. Up top to Corp. Over the left side to Gilbert, to Podwoski. Podwoski dribbles on the wing. Throws up top to McLean. McLean's going to dribble to the low block. Finds Gilbert on the right side. He's going to dribble in towards the paint. Throws out to Tate. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Phillips.
Still good offensive set there for Mountain Home, even though we didn't come away with points. Nice possession.
Ball knocked away, but Phillips is there to pick it up, keep possession for a Paragould. He will find Foster cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. Actually, good good fake by Foster.
Yeah, well, sure. Nice pump fake to get us up in the air.
Mountain Home leading 31-29, 4:48. Let's play in the third. Ball goes to McLean in the left corner. Over cross court to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three on the right side. Good!
Yeah, you could tell he liked it. As soon as he shot, he started kind of walking back. He knew that was in.
Eight on the day for Rhett Gilbert. Mountain Home's lead is two possessions, 34-29 our score. Ball is up top to Hodges. I'm sorry, to Phillips. Over to Hodges on the left side. Up top to Foster. Foster drills toward the right side, finds a cutting Phillips. It is past Eccles in the lane, and Eccles gets a layup.
Yeah, just a backdoor cut there instead of going up for the layup. Drop off to Eccles right in front of the rim.
Eccles in double figures with 10. Mounts Holmes lead back to one possession, 34-31 our score.
1-3-1 here for Paragould.
McLean with it, finds Podwoski in the left corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
Yeah, there you go. So Podwoski's turned that shot down a couple times. He got us a better shot. That was a great shot right there, step in three, and he drained it.
He's got seven all in the third quarter, and Matt Thompson's going to come up with another steal. Podwoski, he's going to do a no-look behind the back pass to Gilbert. His three-pointer, no good. Podwoski with the offensive rebound. He puts it back up and in.
Let's go. Podwoski having a quarter right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no kidding. He's got nine on the day, all here in the third period. And Mount Holmes' lead is three possessions now, 39-31 our score. A little over 3.5 minutes left to play in the third.
I tell you, he's one to watch. The development of him throughout the season may kind of be the telltale sign of how Mount Holmes' season goes.
Absolutely. Here is Hodges with it. Throws over on the left side to Phillips. Up top to Craig. Craig's going to go into the lane. Loses his footing, but Eccles is there to pick it up. He's going to go in for the layup. Oh. Good.
Man. Craig just like Superman lost his footing and just threw it up, and Eccles was Johnny on the spot and able to come away with it.
Back the other way, Jackson Corp goes for the layup. He can't get it to go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line for Mountain Home. Galen Craig picks up his second personal foul. First team foul against the Rams here in the third quarter. So Jackson Corp so far, 3 of 6 from the line with 11 points. First shot is up and good.
I was talking with Coach Leonard when he got done interviewing him. I told him, I said, Coach, you know, the one line on this whole court that's the exact same as what we play is what? He looked at me and he looked down. He said, the free throw line.
Yeah.
I said, yep, the block's different. The three-point line's different, but the free throw line is still the same. He's like, we got to get there a bunch today.
Jackson Court misses the second free throw, but McLean's there to get the offense rebound and put it back up in the end. How crucial has Mountain Home been? There's a board attack been today.
It's been awesome. You know, right now, that's another offensive rebound. But now we're starting to turn them into points, as that's 4 points already on two offensive rebounds this half.
And Foster's going to be called for the travel. Another turnover against the Rams. That's hurting Paragould, too.
Yeah, it is. They've got, let's see, that's 14 turnovers already on the day.
42-33, put Mountain Home up. 2:46, let's play in the third. Tate with it, throws it to McLean. He's going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound. They're going to get Podwoski with that one.
Yeah, they're going to say he kind of grabbed and pulled the hands down.
That's Podwoski's third personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the third quarter.
I'm glad you and Deacon are on the same page now. He was off one on.
Yeah, he was. Phillips is going to check back in. He had checked in out just a moment ago, but he's going to come back in as Galen Craig takes a seat.
2:38. Important 2:38 here for the Bombers. They're up 9. What can we do in this last 2.5 minutes of this third quarter?
I know Eccles is not in right now. He checked out a moment ago. I wonder how big they'll be for these last few minutes.
They have nobody in the paint right now. Paragould doesn't.
Here is Foster. He's going into the lane, but he'll find Phillips. He's going to dribble to the low block, pull up for the fadeaway. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Corp. Ball out quickly to Tate. He's going in for the layup. A little strong, and the rebound is knocked around. And controlled by Gilbert. He's going to put it back up and in.
Yeah, Johnny on the spot right there, Rhett. Good job getting hands on it by Corp and a couple others. Podwoski was right there. Came away to Gilbert, who was Johnny on the spot for two. Another 2 points off an offensive rebound.
Gilbert's in double figures with 10. Here is Shipman with it. Throws it to Phillips, to Foster. Ball goes behind him, but he's able to control it. Now he'll give it to Batiste. Batiste is going to drill towards the low block. Kicks it back out up top to Chipman. Over to Batiste. Back to Chipman. I'm sorry, to Foster. Foster will throw it in the paint to Sigmund. Sigmund will throw it back out. 4 left on the shot clock. Ball goes to Foster. He's going to have to put up the 3 to beat the buzzer. It won't go. It just barely hit the rim. And fouls me call, I think, on the... They're going to give him the basket?
No, they're going to say on the floor. say shooting two. He shouldn't be shooting two unless it's our fifth foul. He made the shot, but it should be on the floor.
Yeah. So they call out Gilbert. No, they're going to give them the basket. I'll be doggone.
Oh, my goodness. I would disagree with that call.
So they was it Gilbert they called that foul on?
It is.
Okay, so that is Rhett Gilbert's second personal foul. 13 foul against Paragould here, against Mount Tom here in the third quarter. 1:32 left to play in the period. As Sigmund gets a free throw, he has five on the day. Wyatt Echols checks back into the game as Sigmund takes a seat with 5 points. Mount Tom's lead is cut down to I believe it's 44-36 our score. So Mount Tom leading with the ball. Gilbert gets the ball in the paint. He will dribble back out, throws it to Tate, up top to McLean. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good, misses everything. And the ball goes out of bounds, 1:15 left in the period.
Good ball movement there. Mountain Home with a great pass by Ryder down in the post, hit Gilbert. Gilbert kicked it back out, one extra pass to hit Ryder back at the top of the key. Stepped into the three. It looked good, but just didn't go down.
Batiste into the front court for the Rams as they trail by eight. And an illegal screen on offensive foul against Wyatt Echols. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number two against Paragould here in the third quarter.
That's the 15th turnover here from.
That's big.
Paragould, yeah. Tell you that Ram's kind of creepy down there. Look at that thing. He's staring us. Hole in my soul.
Blaine Tate throws to Gilbert on the left side. Oh, my. Ball goes to Podwoski. Nice. Finds a cutting corp into the lane. For the layup. Good.
Great job, Podwoski. Nice little bounce pass. Good cut by Corp. Nice finish through the foul.
But good teamwork there, that's for sure.
He didn't get the call, but Mount Hope with a quick turnover.
Yep. Rhett Gilbert with the steal. He's quickly back the other way, going coast to coast for the layup.
No
good. They're going to call him for the charge.
No.
Rhett Gilbert picks up his third personal foul. 14th foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter with 36 seconds left in the period.
Fulcher's asking for the lower official here, and the lower official was going to call a foul. Ooh, he slid underneath him.
It is a 10-point lead right now for Mountain Home. Paragould with a chance to cut into that before the end of the quarter.
Yeah, that's one you might want to see Rhett dish off to Podwoski. He had him on the other side, tried to fake the pass and go up, and got caught with the foul.
A 1 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Ball goes up top to Foster. Foster dribbles to the right side. Foster goes back up top, throws over on the left side to Chipman. Back to Foster.
Paragould content to hold for this last shot.
Yep. Trying to cut it back to a single digit margin. Foster tries to throw it to a cutting to Chipman. The ball goes off his leg and out of bounds. And Mount Tom's going to get it back with the shot clock off. Eight seconds
left. Yeah, he tried to do a backdoor cut. Nice hands. I think it was that Gilbert there that got a hand on, or Tate won. Knocked it off the Paragould player.
Tate's going coast to coast for the layup to beat the buzzer. No good. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Whew. So Mount Tom pretty much dominated that period and goes into the final 8 minutes with a 10-point lead.
Yep, love it.
Our score after three, Mountain Home leading a Paragould 46-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.